a nice introduction.
And thanks for your leadership as chairman of the Board of Regents. You may have heard that the Regents just had a meeting, and it's very likely that we will see a third year in a row with no increase in tuition. That's unprecedented for Iowa students. And we also have some great things going on in all kinds of things in education in Iowa. I first just want to say thank you to everybody. This is a great turnout. This is a wonderful event, and I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your assistance. Thank you for your encouragement. I want to especially thank my wife, Chris, who has been there all the way and helped so much over 42 years. So, honey, thank you. She did a great job of raising three fine children, and they're now all married, and we are blessed with these wonderful grandchildren. And so we just truly feel blessed. We truly feel blessed to have the honor of serving the people of Iowa, to have a great partner with Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds and her family, and also thanks to, I got to tell you the story about when I asked Kim Reynolds to run for Lieutenant Governor. I said, you know, we're going to win this election, and when we do, then there'll have to be a special election to fill your Senate seat. I hope you've got somebody good in mind. She says, don't worry, I've got a great friend named Joni Ernst. She'd be perfect. I'll write you up. Not only was she the perfect one to take that state Senate seat and work with our Republicans in the Senate, with Bill Dixon, the other Republicans in the Senate, and with the Speaker of the House and Majority Leader in the House with Craig Paulson and Linda Upmeyer, and help us get the state budget balanced and restore the money been taken from the cash reserve and economic emergency account, and begin to reduce the tax burden. And I'm really proud to say, passed the biggest property tax cut in Iowa history, which was accomplished in 2013. Joni also is on the Education Committee and helped us pass our teacher leadership plan, which is now being phased in. We're very excited about that over the next 3 years. And, of course, we are encouraged about the fact that Iowa is now, again, the center of political attention. Well, we know the Iowa caucuses are important, but we also are the pivotal, we are the key state that could well determine who controls the United States Senate. This is a state that one year ago, the Democrats felt they were going to carry Iowa for sure. But it's all different today. We've got 10 days left to maintain this momentum and do everything we can to help Joni. I know she is. I know how hard she's working. I know she's going to all 99 counties. And I also know, you know, she and Kim Reynolds are both farm girls from southern Iowa. They grew up learning how to work hard and with a lot of responsibility at an early age. And she has taken that not only to serve the people in Montgomery County as the auditor, but then in the state Senate, but also serving 22 years in the Iowa National Guard. And you don't, by the way, I believe we have the best National Guard in the entire United States of America. I'm so proud of the Iowa National Guard. There's never been, in fact, I was just down, we just dedicated Highway 34 Bridge, and we were at this John Deere dealership there, and I said, the last time I was there, they had a levee around the dealership so it wouldn't get flooded, and I was visiting with the commander that was in charge. Joni Ernst was commanding our National Guard troops down there in Pacific Junction, Iowa. So she has served our nation and our state in many different capacities. She would be the very first woman combat veteran to serve in the United States Senate. And at this perilous time in our nation's history, with all the issues we have in foreign policy, having somebody with her background and experience, with her leadership and her focus, is exactly what we need. We don't need another lawyer in the Senate. We've got 58 of them. We don't need another. There's plenty of them. And frankly, I think it's about time we have a non-lawyer chairing the Judiciary Committee. Senator Grassley, come on. I want to first of all say thank you to everybody who helped put this together. I want to thank Rose Mitchell, who's done a great job as the chair of our campaign. So Rose, thank you for your leadership and thank you for chairing this event. Monsignor Frank Mignano, who is our priest at St. Augustine's, he also is the one that many years ago Bishop Dingman put in charge of organizing Pope John Paul II's visit to Iowa in October of 1979. So he's got great leadership ability, and he also is one of the citizen members of the Medical Examining Board and has played an important role there. Monsignor, thank you for your leadership. For your faith. He is truly a great spiritual leader and also just a great personal friend. I want to thank Linda Juckett, one of the greatest voices we have in Iowa, and a dear friend. And Linda, thank you for your great work. You know, I want to especially thank my good friend, Governor Chris Christie, who not only came here 4 years ago and gave us a boost to win a decisive victory and beat an incumbent. Of course, we thought he beat an incumbent in a much tougher state, so he would be a great person to come here and kind of inspire us, and he did. And he's given us another inspiring speech tonight. He called me a couple weeks ago and said, what more can I do to help? And I said, you know, that Greeley congressional district, it's the most Democratic district in Iowa, but you know, I think we could well win that district this year. We got a great candidate, Rod Blum. I'd love to have you come in. And he came to Cedar Rapids and did a great job for Rod Blum. You may know the Dubuque Telegraph Herald and the Cedar Rapids Gazette have both endorsed Rod Blum. I think we have a real chance. I want you to be present by the winning seat. But we're not done yet. Chris is coming back on Thursday, and we're going to go to Burlington. That's in Marionette Miller Meeks district. So, we got a great candidate who was our director of the Department of Public Health for the state of Iowa, and she is a dynamic doctor. Also, she's a retired lieutenant colonel from the military as well. I like these women with leadership ability and experience in the military. They have the focus and the discipline, and they have the integrity that we need for this nation and to represent us. And I just also want to say thank you to all of you. This has been a phenomenal experience for me to have the honor and the opportunity to be the governor of this great state. I love Iowa. I've spent my whole life here except for the 2 years I was in the Army, and I was really proud to come back, and I'm very appreciative that I've been blessed to have this opportunity. I think we've come a long ways, but we're not done yet. We have a lot more we want to accomplish. I believe we have the experience and ability, especially with the help we expect to get with the Republican majority in the Senate and a bigger majority in the House, to accomplish great things the next 4 years. So we have just 10 days left. And I believe that it was Winston Churchill that said, there is no substitute for victory. And if you think back, I remember in sixth grade reading the Battle of Britain and how dire those times were when Britain was under siege and were being bombed by the Nazis night after night. And Winston Churchill had the ability to rally the people under the most difficult of circumstances. And we saw the success, and we saw the British survive that dire time, and we saw the Allies win that great victory. And I had the opportunity, in fact, 4 years ago after the last election, my wife and I took a cruise on the Seine River, and we went to Normandy, and we got a chance to see so many of British and Americans and other allies that died on those beaches to regain that continent for freedom. And really, we are at a critical time in our nation's history right now. And that's why this election is so critically important. And we in Iowa happen to have one of the best opportunities to really send a clear signal that we want a new direction. We want a leader that has experience and knowledge of foreign policy, as well as somebody that believes in balancing the budget and making common sense kind of decisions like we do every day here in this state. And so you have an opportunity not only to help Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds and I, because we need your help too. We're not taking this for granted. We need your help. But this Senate race and Joni Ernst can send a really big signal to the rest of the country. And along with it, we just pick up all of those congressional seats and win all four of them. That would be an even bigger signal that Iowa is sending a signal to America, this is the direction we need to go. 10 more days, let's do everything we can for this great victory. With your help, it can happen. Thank you. God bless you all.